banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's Cacciatore, Dore.
And there we are, and where are we?
I believe, Walton, we are in the KCR studios on Troost. And here's the most exciting news. We are back on the air.
Oh, wow.
Excitement.
Yeah, KCR was off the air this morning.
I
almost lost my mind.
I know.
Well, we had such a bad storm, and the lights finally came on this morning at my house at around 8:15, and I turned on my radio, and I thought, oh, crud, this broke my radio. Mm-hmm. I was so, you know, and it never occurred to me that it was a bigger problem than just my little world.
Well, I do believe, if I have the story correct, bolt of lightning hit the generator or the transmitter or something, but it's all in the process of being fixed, and we are back on the air, and we're excited to be taking your calls here at the Walt Bodine Show with the restaurant critics, Basica from Ingram's Magazine. And do you have another gig too?
Air Trans, which is very fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It's a cute little snippet thing, so
all right.
I enjoy it.
And a snippet of a young lady is with us on the right side, and that's Gloria Gale from 435 Magazine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
435 South,
right.
I should say, not to be confused with 435 North.
Right.
Is that another magazine soon to come out?
We never know. Now it will be.
And I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch, and The Pitch's web presence, which is fatcity at pitch.com. That's our daily food blog. And we're always happy to have people go there. And we're happy to have you call us at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, to tell us where you've been, maybe places that are new that we haven't been to yet, or some old favorites. We're always happy to talk about that. And in the second half of the show, we are going to talk about desperation food. For example, where you would go to eat at 3 in the morning this is what happens to me. And when I get desperate, I wake up at 3 in the morning and I'm starving. And it's usually because I went to bed early,
mm-hmm.
or in the case of last night, I ate a late lunch. So at dinner time, I wasn't hungry. And I thought, well, you know, I need to lose weight anyway. I'm going to go to bed. And then you wake up at 3 in the morning and you're ravenous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I stumbled to my kitchen, which had nothing in it, I might add.
Did you stumble going in or out?
I stumbled in and then quickly out. I had one cracker.
That's not what the second half is about.
No.
One cracker is not going to do it.
But we want to know where you go at the second half for your desperation dining. But in the first half, Christine, where have you been? Several places, it looks like.
Several places. I've just had so much fun recently. one of the places I went to is very old. It's been in Lenexa since 1978. And this is Kiltaika's Stonewall Inn.
Oh, yeah.
But what is and this is at 103rd and Flum, and it really was an old homestead that was there originally. And why I went was a friend of mine said, you've got to go and get the pizza there.
I've heard the pizza's good.
The pizza actually is wonderful. And I met a friend there, and he got the pizza, and I was convinced by the waitress. I don't know if she's the part owner or whatever, but this fabulous, hysterical waitress, she said, our grilled cheese sandwiches are wonderful. And they have tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, and they grow them in the back, and onions and all of the stuff in it. And so I thought, huh. So I ate a grilled cheese sandwich. And
was it wonderful?
It was very, very good. And the pizza was really, really good. So that's at Kiltaika's. And I know, I feel like we're sort of getting into, because these are old-fashioned pizzas. They're not real thick crust, though. But they're not the thin crust. And I feel like fall is sort of getting more towards pizza time. So that was one fun place.
Are they still doing their fried chicken? Because
yes.
That's what they were.
Yes, they still do that. Mm-hmm. Chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
And
all the healthy foods. Yeah.
All the healthy foods. And the signature shoebox sandwich, which I have no idea what that is.
Huh.
But I bet someone will call us at 235-2888 or go to WalpoDeanShow at KCOR.org. We're always happy to get your emails. And you could tell us if you've had the shoebox sandwich, because I'd like to hear about that too.
But I don't want to forget these two things that are not – these are two things that are coming up, which are very, very fun, and I just wanted to mention them real quickly. Okay. One is this pop-up dining. I don't know if you know about that. But
Alex Pope from the R-Bar, formerly of the R-Bar.
Yes, mm-hmm. And these are dinners that are being held, two different dinners at 5:30 and 8:30, space for 70 people each.
And actually, that pop-up restaurant is running for a week. I don't know if all the reservations – I believe it's running from – is it next Wednesday?
August 24th, Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 28th.
Two seatings each night.
Right. And it's at Orange, I think.
$75, which must be paid in advance.
Right.
And that covers gratuity and tax. And it's a 7-course meal with wine pairings. Am I correct?
Okay. Yes.
And where is it?
It's going to be at Orange, which is on
15th and Grand.
Yes, thank you.
1518.
Yeah, well, Charles, very good. And if you're interested, you can email reservations at testkitchenkc.com. Mm-hmm.
And why don't you repeat that so people can write it down?
Okay. Ready? Got your pens? Reservations at Test Kitchen. Excuse me, I can't read my own writing. testkitchenkc.com. Mm-hmm. And then the other fun thing that's coming up is on August 27th, that's the Food Now thing at the going to be 19 chefs. They've announced the chefs, and they're, lots and lots of fun chefs, fun places. Bluebird, Cafe Sebastian, The Farmhouse, Room 39, Trezamara, all kinds of 19 fabulous chefs. And that's the one that's being held on the bridge and under the 12th Street Bridge.
Christine, as you know, we had a listener call in last week wanting to know more about that. And is there a web page
for
that?
There is indeed. It's called foodnow.com.
Very good.
And so people should go there and make your reservations, and that's really cool.
Let me quickly also say that Christine had talked about the pop-up restaurant, which I believe is called Vagabond.
Yes.
And Chef Alex Pope, who is putting that event together, will be on Central Standard, which is in this time slot, next Tuesday with Jabalani LaFall.
Oh, cool. Mm. Did not know. Not so new anymore, but the place that I recently had dinner at was Story at 3931 West 69th Terrace by the Cheese Place in Prairie Village. And I've just had lunch at Story, and I finally went back for a dinner. And I have to tell you, I had a perfect dinner.
Mm. What did you think of the service?
The service was wonderful.
I think it's exquisite there,
yes,
don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I know that some people have not been as thrilled as I was with this dinner, but I honestly, everything was done beautifully. The ceviche was, and I only order that with hesitation because I believe we were meant to fry fish.
I do too, yeah.
No, but it was wonderful, and everything was really, really good. The short ribs, the sea bass that my husband had was just perfectly done.
I've had the sea bass there, and I think it's wonderful.
Oh, it was stunning. So I do recommend that place in Prairie Village to folks. And then not far up the road or down the road, depending on where you're coming from, I guess, I went to Urban Table, the new opening.
And I believe Gloria and I have both been there too.
I'll let you guys
know. No. Give us your thoughts.
Well,
on
we just went for lunch, and I had a very, very good lunch that involved something with brie cheese and dates, and it was fabulous.
The old brie cheese and date edition.
Yeah. But it was very good. I like the place a lot, and I will tell you one of the things, and I don't want to phrase this improperly, but one of the things I liked is it's not particularly made for kids.
Although I have seen a lot of kids in there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, but they, you know, they don't have high chairs.
Right.
They don't have infant seats. They
and you know what happens, don't you?
Yeah, they come anyway. But
well, no. I mean, this mother just handed me this infant and said, "You hold it."
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
I had no idea what to do.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, I still like the concept of a more adult restaurant. I think it's very I do think it's chic inside. I think it's it's really cool. It's noisy.
It is very noisy. We should also say it isn't Corinth Square.
Yes.
Right? It is owned by the same team that put together BRGR.
Right.
They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and breakfast and lunch are order at a counter, which I want to get into later. It's not my favorite technique or concept. But
they serve dinner with a waiter? Waitress?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
It's
that.
Table service at dinner. I don't know why they just don't do table service for all three meals, but, you know, who
labor,
am I to?
Labor problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same labor that works at night.
Okay.
Or maybe less of it. I don't know. But, it is noisy, but it's very, very attractive. And the food's very good.
I thought the food was very good.
Yeah,
we liked everything we had at the table. got to a couple of happy hours, one at La Bodega out south. at 119th, 4311 119th on the north side of 119th by Trader Joe's, which may be the new, you know, this is how we mark things off now. Mm-hmm. And their happy hour is really nice because their tapas are, they have a bunch of tapas that are half price. And
they have flamingo dancing when you were there?
No, I missed that. Mm. Oh, too bad. I wish you hadn't told me.
Okay.
and went to a happy hour at the Plaza 3, which was also very nice. And last night, after the TED, we went to Grand Street, which has their redecorating all completed. Oh. The inside is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
They took down that great big wallpaper?
Yes, they did.
Mm. Where's that? What's that?
At Grand Street.
Okay.
And it's very, very, and it's quieter in there.
What's it look like?
It's in grays and beiges, and it's very sophisticated looking, I think. It's really, really nice.
Huh.
I really did like the new atmosphere that they've created there. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it.
You've been all over town.
I've done my best.
You've done a good job.
Well, you stole my thunder because I also went to Urban Table, and I went for dinner. So, and it was really loud. You can sit outside, but you're not outside. You're enclosed in this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a
whatever,
covered porch.
Yeah. But it was really nice. I like it. It looks very chic and bustling and very loud, like you said. But there were lots of waiters and waitresses around. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And I had the bruschetta, which was really good, and also a salad, big salad. So, and fast. They're very fast. So I was happy about that. So I didn't know you had to order it at lunch.
Or breakfast.
At a counter. I also went to the 119th Street Diner. It's fine.
I've reviewed that myself. And there are some dishes that are really, really good and some dishes I think need a little work.
Yeah. I went for lunch but had breakfast. And I was kind of...
Like a good diner.
Yeah, exactly. But they could work on their biscuits. And in contrast with that, I ran in the Susan Komen race on Sunday, which was amazing.
And you had
amazing.
The cutest outfit, I must say.
Me and 30,000 of my closest friends, which was very, you know, it was just really powerful. But afterwards, of course, we went to Succotash and had to wait. But their breakfasts, in contrast, were just, they're phenomenal. And
let's give a big shout out to Succotash, which is at, I believe.
Yeah, it's at 6th and Holmes,
right
on the corner, and they were packed, which is great.
Good.
And their breakfast was really, really fabulous. And also, I just want to give a little shout out to this place called Bon Bon, which is, you know, now you see Orange Leaf and Peach Wave and all of those yogurtini kind of places popping up, but this one is not corporate owned; it's privately owned by a nice couple, and they are in the 95th and Antioch Shopping Center. It's just a tiny, small, little ice cream and gelato, and it's delicious, and it's right down the street from me. So
good.
That's a dangerous thing.
Yes. So, and I just always want to give a shout out to the mom and pops, and also Blue Stem is having on Sunday. They're having a barbecue and bourbon. And something else, street party, and it's $50, and it's open to the public, and they're going to have music and all the food you can eat.
Oh,
so
that sounds wonderful.
That's great.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't go, let's see, I went other places, but, you know, that, nothing else.
I have been, and I don't know if either of my two co-stars here have, been to Anna's Oven on 39th Street.
No.
It's a very interesting place. It's in that little storefront that was briefly, I think, Matchstick Barbecue. And,
oh, yeah, between Thomas and...
Right, and DeBronx.
Yeah, DeBronx.
And it's very interesting because it's... the concept of the restaurant is to raise money for charity, but that's once they start making a profit, which I don't think they have been yet. They have a very limited menu, but it's all home-style sort of cooking. They have three versions of lasagna.
Hmm.
No, four, because there's a gluten-free version for our gluten-free listeners.
Hmm.
They have four different versions of macaroni and cheese.
Oh, wow.
They have meatloaf. They have salads. But there's nothing on the menu. They have a delicious rotisserie chicken. But there's nothing on the menu over $10. They do serve, and I'm adding this for my friend Christine, they do serve wine and beer, and it's a little tiny place and with communal tables, and charming, its own – well, there's a series of owners, one of whom is the granddaughter of a woman named Anna, who apparently was famous for her home cooking. But if you want a sort of like, you know, an inexpensive home-cooked meal and you don't want to make lasagna, which is easy to make, or macaroni and cheese, you can go there and get it to go or eat it there. And, you know, in this economy, you can't beat those prices.
No kidding.
So, I think it's interesting that you said lasagna is easy to make. I think it's so time-consuming.
Oh, really?
It is.
Oh, I could whip it up right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not me.
Well, it's so many separate things. Mm-hmm. The ricotta, the noodles, the meat.
You know, once you have it down to an art form.
I guess. Yeah. And funny, Gloria, have you ever been invited to his house for lasagna?
I will do that.
We will be now.
I will do that. And maybe every KCOR listener, too.
There we go. Exactly.
Yes. But, yeah, so they have, you know, and they have spicy lasagna, which is essentially.
Do they wait on you, or do you have to go up to a counter?
You go up to a counter.
Ah.
But they do bring it out. You know, can I just say this? I'm so sure. Tired. I'm a former waiter, so I have a natural bone to pick here, but I don't like ordering at a counter. I just don't. I don't know what it is.
Well.
Well, it doesn't feel as friendly, or if you have
it's a little
questions.
Too casual,
and it's you're under pressure.
You're under pressure. Yeah. You have to look. You always, sometimes feel like you have to look
really
fast and make up your mind really fast versus saying, "Oh, could you come back in 5 minutes and bring me another glass?" You
know, so it pays to take the menu as bedside reading.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're interested in hearing your advice or your comments or your places that you've been to by calling us at 816-235-2888 or shoot us an email at waltbodineshow@kcr.org. We're very happy to hear from you. Bob wrote in to waltbodineshow@kcr.org. Any advice or comments on restaurants at Lake of the Ozarks? Blue Heron, The Duck, Baxter's, Bentley's, HK's. They have online reviews that range from the best to the very worst ever. Very hard to make a choice from such diverse opinions. Thank you. I've never been to Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, the Blue Heron is delicious.
I've had really good luck at the Blue Heron.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that that's the upscale restaurant?
That's the really upscale.
Bentley's is so-so. That's the English kind of one.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so-so.
So why would anybody have
anything you have to pull a boat up to may not be, I don't know, that good.
I don't know. You know, we need to have some callers call in, I think, on that one. Because
that may actually be a separate show, you know, which is I've eaten at Lake of the Ozarks. Because, you know, I know a lot of our KCOR listeners do go to Lake of the Ozarks, and there are a variety of restaurants there. And, you know, so that may be a future show. I don't know.
Well, they've got a lot of buffets there, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm there.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So. There's nothing more heartening than going out of town to a good old buffet.
Yeah. I know.
So, okay, well, where else have you been, Glow?
Well, I kind of hang out like at Korma Sutra because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do. And I'm very interested in some of these hole in the walls, like this one, like at Anna's. You know, that sounds really appealing, and I want to go back to Webster House.
We have to be.
Which you like.
Right.
It.
You know,
I do like it.
The Webster House has a new chef.
Yes.
That I wrote about on the Pitch food blog, fatcity.com, or fatcity@pitch.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to be a wonderful asset, and we'll see some exciting things there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here what we have. We've got a couple. Someone wrote in and said, what have you heard about McLean's Bakery moving?
Oh.
There's a sign up in the old Hoover vacuum store at 200 East Gregory that they're coming soon. Is that the...
Well, I don't know. Wasn't McLean's always in Waldo?
Yeah, it's
75th.
Yeah,
75th.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And so as far as bakeries... I haven't heard anything really new.
Kansas City has a wide variety of, I think, very interesting bakeries. I'd like to do a bakery show sometime because people are very passionate about bakeries.
Oh, yeah. They are.
So.
Especially since there's now so many of them again.
Right.
And they've sort of come back. Because for a while there were no – it seemed like every bakery
I think McLean's is one of the oldest in the city.
It is.
It was an old standby.
And, yes.
And we are taking your calls, let me tell you, remind you that the telephone number here is 816-235-2888, and you can call us like Linister did in Volcker. Hey, Linister.
Yeah, how you doing? I want to talk about Po's dumplings.
Tell us about Po's.
They make authentic Chinese steamed dumplings. Mm-hmm. They're called Jiaozi's in China, and they're absolutely delicious. And all the food is good and fresh, and it's just a wonderful, nice, clean place. It's on 39th Street.
Right, and they also have a traditional Chinese-American food, too, right?
Some of it, yeah. They've got a column of that, too, yeah. They call it New Chinese Authentic Dishes.
New Chinese, which are American.
And they make some pretty good soup. I don't eat soup in restaurants, but I think it's pretty
good. Wait. Why do you not eat soup in restaurants?
Because I'd rather eat something else.
Okay.
You know? No, that's as good as any.
Now, would you eat soup in addition to something else?
No, because that's just too much for me. I'd rather eat two orders of dumplings than have a soup.
Well, I understand that theory completely, and I agree with you. Hey, thank you, Lannister. And I want to also say, in a bit of news, that directly across the street from Po's, in the building, the shopping center, Mia's Plaza, that used to have... Mama's on 39th, that space.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then it was briefly after Mama's left, a short-lived Thai restaurant. There's a new restaurant going in there called Cafe Ginseng and More. I wrote about it this week on the Fat City blog. And it's Cafe Ginseng and More. What does that say to you? Does it kind of,
sounds
would you
like
think of it, an Asian restaurant?
Yeah.
It's not. It's going to be a American restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Huh?
And it is owned by Mia Jamison, who actually owns that shopping center. And it should be opening in the next few weeks. But I said, well, where does the ginseng come in? And she said, they're going to have some fresh squeezed juices. And ginseng is available as an ingredient.
Mm.
And she will have a piece of ginseng on every plate.
Well,
okay.
I'm there just for that.
Me too. You know? I'm trying to think of how pretty that'll be.
Anson and Cookie have both written in to ask, what was the name of the lasagna restaurant again? It's not totally all lasagna all the time, but it's called Anna's Oven. And I'll try to come up with the address. It's where Matchstick Barbecue used to be on 39th Street. And as Gloria wisely said, it is the storefront between DeBronx and Thomas.
Right.
And Jazz, I guess, if you want to get to this trip. And there is lasagna, macaroni and cheese, meatloaf, and all kinds of home-cooked fare. And we all love home cooking. We have a call here from Will. Will in Prairie Village.
We all love home cooking.
Will, are you with us?
I'm with you, and I have information about McLean's moving. I was in there earlier this week. They're moving on September 5th. They've been in their present location, I think, since 1955, was their comment. They're moving to the corner of Gregory Boulevard and Grand Avenue. That'd be two blocks east of Main on Gregory. And it is the old Hoover building. Mm. And they say the parking's going to be a lot better.
Well, they had no parking, so that will be a lot better. Let me ask you this. Was there another reason they're moving?
Well, their comment was that the building they were in was... too small and not in very good condition, and there was no way they could expand. But they seem to be very pleased. They're not moving very far, so it shouldn't inconvenience anybody.
Hey, that's terrific. Hey, that's good news. Thank you, Will.
You bet. Bye.
And let's go to Danny in Gladstone. And Danny, you want to talk about hot dogs, correct?
Well, yeah. There's actually this place. I think it's been around maybe just about a year, but it's down off of Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's called New York Dog Pound, and they've got great. I mean, even if you just like hot dogs, you'll love this place. They got gourmet dogs with all different kinds of stuff, and they just build them up like little mountains for you. And it is the kind of place where you go and you stand up, to a counter and order off a menu. But yeah, if you try it is great.
They have good brats there, too, and a couple of sausages, I think, as I recall.
I'm pretty sure there's an Italian sausage.
Yeah,
so. Hey, that's great. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And you can join Danny and all of our other callers by picking up the phone, calling us at 816-235-2888, or you can go to waltbodineshow@kcr.org. Send us an email like Larry. Larry writes... Has anyone tried the new Mexican restaurant in the Northland called Mazatlan? It's at the intersection of I-29 and 45 Highway near the IHOP. It used to be the Thai place. And Danny is a FedEx driver, so he's all about the town. Mm-mm. Has anyone here Been to Mazatlan?
No.
Well, if you're out there listening to us and you have been there, call us at 816-235-2888. Lewis also went to a Walt Whitting show at kcr.org and wrote, is there any place in Kansas City to get a puffy taco? And I believe there's a restaurant actually called Puffy Taco out by the airport off of 29. Know.
Where's Mary when we need her?
No.
Yeah.
No. Look, Google Puffy Taco on the north side of town. I believe it's off of 29 Highway, and you can find a Puffy Taco there if it's still open.
Does that mean the shell is fried? I mean, what is that?
Deep fried.
Deep fried.
Deep fried.
Yeah.
Okay. So even healthier. Good.
I think it's a flour tortilla that's deep fried. You know. Rick writes, folks, I was down at the Lake of the Ozarks last month. The Blue Heron was excellent, and we enjoyed interesting food and fine service. They have an extensive award-winning wine list. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. Thank you, Rick. We are getting some calls, and we are so happy to take them. Here's Bradley in Kansas City. Bradley.
Hello.
Oh, is this?
I've been to the Succotash over on 26th and Home.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the burrito of love. It's a pancake with the burrito and bacon, and that's very good.
That does sound good. The burrito is
just huge.
Well.
Okay, hey, that's a good breakfast choice.
Yes, and a double entendre at that. Yes. Okay. We are going to take more of your calls at the half hour. So get on the phone 816-235-2888.
I declare a half hour.
I declare a half hour. We'll be right back.
And we are back, and why not?
You know, I am always thrilled to be back. It's a short vacation, but gosh, so relaxing. Yes, my name is Charles Ferruzza. I'm the restaurant reviewer for The Pitch, and I'm here with Gloria Gale from 435 South Magazine and Christine Basica from Ingram's Magazine. We are talking about restaurants with you by calling us at 816-235-2888 or like John in Plattsburgh, who went to Walt Whitting Show at kcr.org, and he wrote in to tell us about Mazatlan, which is in the Northland.
Good.
John wrote to say they have great shredded pork with chili.
Mm. Oh.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it does.
We are happy to take your phone calls. This half hour, by the way, we're talking about what we're calling desperation food, whether sort of the food that, you know, you want, well, what you eat at 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, or any time when there's nothing to eat in your house and you feel like you have to get out and get something.
Right.
Is that a good definition?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
What would be your desperation food, Christine?
I would never – my house is in somewhat a remote area now, so I'd have to be absolutely desperate. But, I mean, more than desperate. We like breakfast late, which is what we tend to do, which is very boring. But if you gave me my pick, I would say if I could have – vanilla ice cream with homemade chocolate sauce and Spanish peanuts.
Mm. Oh, yum.
I would be very happy girl.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sort of the definition of the Sunday they used to call a tin roof?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm afraid that's, you know, it's from my childhood.
Okay.
I still like it.
Gloria, what is your
well, you stole my thunder, but.
Really? Are you a tin roof girl?
No. A pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That or wedding cake.
Oh,
just
you
a
like
white
wedding cake.
Cake. White
really?
Cake. Yeah, from the you know, refrigerated section at any, you can get it in any grocery store.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now that is really
yes.
yucky.
Yes, that,
yeah.
I know.
It's
I
really
know.
Really good.
And I've told you mine is, you know, if I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm starving, I tend to make myself some Kraft macaroni and cheese. Not the powdered stuff.
No?
The pouch with the already prepared.
The cheese
neon green.
But do you add butter in?
I do.
And milk. Cheese.
I have to turn it up.
Yeah.
We have a couple of excellent emailers who went to Walt Whitting Show at kcr.org. Tom says, there are great tacos off of I-29 in Prairie View Road called In a Tub Tacos.
Or you'll be a tub.
Oh, yeah. and a place in Belton called The Snack Shack. Leslie wrote in, I just went to the vegan buffet at Conveniently Natural yesterday.
Where's that?
Well, it's north of 39th Street on Southwest Traffic Way. I think you park behind. It was delicious. They have it every Thursday during lunchtime. It's great even for non-vegans. And then our friend Roger has a question. In addition to McCormick and Schmick's, can you recommend other places for fresh oysters? Thank you, Roger. Well, I would say the Bristol.
Bristol, yeah.
Right? Which
yeah,
is downtown absolutely. Or in yeah. Johnson County.
And the steak place down to in the Power and Light District actually has very good oysters.
Is that 801 Steakhouse?
Yes, okay. 801 oh. Steakhouse very does good. Have good ones.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen and Miriam wrote in to recommend the Big City Barbecue at 66th and Quivira in Shawnee. They always have $1 beer and fries. You know, Kathleen, that is Christine Basica's favorite combination, beer and fries.
Actually, that is pretty perfect, I, know. I have to say. I mean, you know, and if the fries are extra crispy.
All right. We're all salivating over that. 816-235-2888 is the phone number here. And I'm kind of, you know, I'm not a vegan. And
really?
I know,
I'm sorry.
You know, you find that hard to believe.
I know.
Although I was a vegetarian for many years. But I would like to go to that vegan buffet.
Where is it again? Will you...
Conveniently Natural. It's on 39th Street. It's north of 39th Street on Southwest Traffic Way. I would say it's probably 3600 Southwest Traffic Way. And the lunch buffet apparently is on Thursdays. So.
Okay.
Let's see here. Craig wrote in to say, my wife and I laughed when we heard the promo for the show today. Her story, lettuce and mustard sandwiches.
Oh.
While working for a nonprofit in Dallas. Ugh. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess if I was working for a nonprofit in Dallas, yeah. I would be eating lettuce and mustard sandwiches too. Mm. That's an interesting desperate. Yeah. I would have to be desperate to eat that.
Yeah. Very. But you know what? If it tastes good.
Yeah, that's what
right.
it's all about. If it
tastes
good
and it's satisfying, why not?
Exactly.
Right?
We probably don't give mustard enough credit, generally, I think.
And there's so many types.
there really, really are. And I was reading about the new hot dog place down in the Bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Frank's.
Frank's. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, we tried to go there the other day, and I got lost. But
now, Christine, how could you get lost?
Well, we came upon another restaurant we decided to try
first.
Hers,
I knew there was a backstory.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, you know, he describes his mustards on his website, and I think that's the one I was looking at. And I thought, huh. All of these really cool homemade mustards.
Yeah.
I think that's...
It's like beer.
Yeah. Ooh. Homemade.
You know? Homemade.
We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888, like Mike from Stillwell.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
Hey, just wanted to let you guys know that when it comes to oysters, you know, they don't have a huge selection, but if you've ever gone out to Rue at 117th and All, great Cajun food... And every day, I mean every day from 4 to 6 p.m., 75-cent oysters.
I think, do you mean Café Rue, the Cajun restaurant
Cafe
in
Rue,
Park Place?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's right there off of, in that new little shopping center. Yeah, Park Place, mm-hmm. whichever. Fantastic food. I mean, just overall, just really good.
Huh.
And
right.
just really enjoy it. As a matter of fact, I was just looking, we bought a... coupon, what do they call it?
Groupon.
Like Groupon.
Yeah, they sold 11,000 of them yesterday.
Wow.
So,
ooh, wow.
I mean, it's just kind of an indication of just how good the food is.
Or how desperate people are to get a break.
Yeah, to get an oyster.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds
yeah,
great.
So I'll probably spend my entire $25 on oysters.
Well,
you
good
go.
For you. You know,
so,
Mike, you keep the economy going, okay?
Amen. We're working on it, so thank you, guys.
Great. Jonathan writes in about his desperation food. I may have missed this as I was joining the show late, and I know it's rather greasy, but Joe's Pizza in Westport hits the spot after a pint or two.
Hmm.
The honey crust, an option to add more from bottles of honey on the table, helped
ooh.
To somewhat elevate it above the other greasy early AM Westport options. I've never put honey on my pizza, and I bet I don't ever.
You know, but if you think about that, you've got a salty pizza, kind of, and then you add the sweet onto it.
Sure.
I bet it tastes really good.
A lot of people do the pineapple thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm rolling in my grave here. Okay. let's go to Sabrina in Kansas City.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
how
Sabrina.
Are you?
Good.
I would like to recommend Jerry's. It's on 103rd and State Line. Their breakfast is so good. They have this French toast that they make with challah bread,
mm-hmm.
and it is phenomenal. And they have the best Reuben I think I've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And you know that Jerry, why can't I remember his last name? Forgive me, but he's a great guy. Jerry was the one who started Jerry's Woods Weather Cafe down in the Bottoms.
Oh.
And he sold it, and he opened a new place. It's right down from Jasper's.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
It's right next to it.
Mill Creek or whatever
yeah.
that's called. Mill, I don't know.
Something Creek.
And they're
yeah.
so friendly. Like, we needed an apple cut up for my son yesterday, and they just cut it up and brought it right out right out to us. They were the greatest.
I love restaurateurs who cut up apples for people. You know, there's just not enough of them.
I know what you're saying.
Hey, thank you, Sabrina.
Thanks, guys.
And Craig wrote, while I was working as an intern at a recording studio in New York City, I didn't have much money for food, so I only ate tuna and yogurt.
Ooh,
I'll bet after all those, he doesn't eat them anymore.
Yeah.
Tuna and yogurt, okay.
Cat food and milk.
You know, there's desperation foods, and then there are desperation foods.
Just pitiful foods.
Yeah. But people confess.
Well,
yeah.
And, you know, I think I've talked about this on the show before, that there was a period in my life when I first moved to Kansas City that, I mean, I was baroque. Mm-hmm. You know where I worked, Christine. And you know where I used to eat all the time? Do you remember when Wendy's used to have that salad bar buffet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they would have refried beans and the tortillas and the salad bar. I ate there every night because it was so cheap.
Wow.
Now the idea of it, you know.
Now you can go to Anna's for less than $10, right?
Among other things.
Yeah.
Let's go to Stephanie in Kansas City, Missouri. Stephanie.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was just listening to your comment on the vegan convenience food and remember that last First Friday, there's a new vendor out there, Jack Tamales, and they are vegan tamales.
Well, tell me, what is in a vegan tamale? Is it tempeh or is it tofu?
Actually, the name Jack Tamales is because they have jackfruit in them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I only became familiar with jackfruit because of
food.
F-U-D, the vegan restaurant downtown.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so. I think food was the inspiration. But yeah, they taste just like the tamales you get on a Mexican's truck.
Wow.
A more traditional flavor, but no animal products.
Is that on? Is that down at and on Wyandotte? On First Fridays?
Where all the food trucks are together.
I've seen them at Straw Sticks and Bricks a couple times.
There's
18th and Walnut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Ah. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, they just showed up. I think they've only done it a couple of times. And yeah.
Good. Well, that's good to know.
But yeah, if they still have them late at night, they're real good when you're still hungry and all the restaurants are full. So,
very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We did have a person write in at waltpuddingshow@kcr.org. I am a vegan, went to Conveniently Natural early on. The owners are the sweetest people, but he was not overwhelmed by the food. Many of their things could benefit from a few peppers or a squeeze of lime. I can't imagine ever going back. But he also notes that he had a chocolate peanut butter square that was better than any I've ever had.
Wow.
Well, you'd think you would just go back for that and then maybe give him another chance, especially if he went early.
It hasn't been open for very long, so we'll cut him a break.
Yeah, I think.
We encourage you to give us a call at 816-235-2888. We are talking about foods that hit the spot when you are desperate, or maybe if you're desperately broke, where you would go to eat or what you make yourself to eat. Mm-hmm. You know,
bread and cheese.
Or cheese and crackers.
No.
Really?
No, it has to be good bread and cheese. It's great because it's so heavy.
Well, you're right.
Yeah. Pipe up.
You're right. Pipe up.
Yes. Well, so you're saying that Velveeta and Wonder Bread don't cut it?
No.
Although,
no,
you know what? I mean, I'll tell you something. I mean, there have been desperately broke periods in my life where I had a Velveeta, Velveeta and Wonder Bread grilled cheese. And you know what? They're okay. They hit the spot.
You guys need to know I live with someone who we always have Velveeta in our icebox.
Really?
Always. My husband eats Velveeta, and he swears it's real cheese. And
he could swear all he wants.
No, I'm serious. So that sandwich you're talking about, grilled cheese sandwich, and Velveeta does make a good grilled cheese sandwich.
It melts so beautifully.
Hmm.
Now, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a melted piece of Velveeta on top of a very good fruit pie. An apple pie.
Mm, that sounds good.
I'm halfway kidding here. Ethan writes, I love the pies at the Upper Crust in Pride's. They always have something amazing every week. I tried the raspberry and peach pie and fell in love.
Good.
I've never fallen in love with a pie, but you know, it's never too late.
Right.
Let's go to Ellen in Kansas City. Ellen.
Hi. We're just back from a year living in Scotland, where I became absolutely desperate for Mexican food.
Is there no Mexican food in the entire country of Scotland?
There is. maybe what I say was I missed good Mexican food.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in particular, a good margarita.
I'll bet.
I tried margaritas, and they were green, like green Kool-Aid.
Not
really
good.
Nasty. No. Mm. So I was so looking forward to getting home and going to our favorite Mexican restaurant, which is Fiesta Azteca. Was in Raytown.
It's now in Leawood.
Well, it's actually in Lee Summit.
Oh, I meant Lee Summit. I'm sorry. You know, I get them confused. They're so much alike.
Yeah. All right. But I really, really had to struggle to find them because there was no sign. We went to their old place and they weren't there. So it took a solid week to find. Their new place is really nice and the food is to die for, not to mention those margaritas. We go every Thursday.
Hey, that's great. So I guess I'll see you there next Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Ellen.
Thanks.
Where is it in Leawood?
It's not Leawood, forgive me. That was my big mouth. It's in Lee Summit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. You could Google it or you can go to – I reviewed it a few weeks ago in the Pitch. And you can go to pitch.com and find it too.
Okay.
And it's a much bigger location, a little bit fancier. Mm-hmm. The prices still aren't high at all. And, you know, if you're a fan of Fiesta Azteca – There's a lot of interesting dishes on that menu. We're interested in hearing where you go when you get desperate. And obviously, Ellen was desperate for Mexican food after her year in Scotland. We want to know your story at 816-235-2888. A couple of quick things. Greg in Independence says he likes to make a peanut butter, lettuce, and mayonnaise sandwich when he's desperate. Peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
Yeah.
I would have to be desperate to eat that.
Ooh, that's good. Really? I'm with him. Yeah, it's very good.
Wow. The address for Fiesta Azteca, for our listeners who would like to know, and thanks to our producer, Andrea, for this, 705 Southeast Melody Lane in Lee Summit. 705 Southeast Melody Lane for Fiesta Azteca. Our friend Sharon writes, don't forget the Ethnic Fest this weekend, a great place to try new cuisines, awesome fun. And I might add that one of the things I like about the Ethnic Festival is they have cuisines that you can't find in restaurants here.
Right.
You know, they've got some really oddball choices that are delicious. Mm. And our switchboard's starting to fill up, but please join us at 816-235-2888. Carl writes, I have a friend who says in high school he went on a field trip to wherever they make Velveeta and swears that Velveeta is nearly clear until it is injected with color.
Oh, how delightful.
Well, that's how margarine is made, too. So, okay, we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. And let's go to Marie in Shawnee.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi. I moved to Kansas City in 1988 after getting divorced, and I had two kids, and we were really broke. So aside from ramen noodles and macaroni and cheese, we used to make these things, my kids thought of it, called a bologna bowl.
Is that when you put a piece of bologna in a frying pan and it curves up?
Well, or in the microwave, yeah.
Okay.
And you put cheese in it.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, the kids loved them.
Ooh, how about the mom?
Actually, they're not terrible.
Now, Marie, it's so funny you should say that because you know where I learned to make a bologna bowl just like that? At Boy Scout camp in Indiana.
Oh,
sake. Yes, I mean, I got many merit badges that I did not deserve. But one of my merit badges was for cooking, and I cooked bologna bowls.
Oh, okay,
so wait, you got points for a badge on using the microwave?
No. A frying pan over a fire.
Oh, frying pan.
They don't
have
microwaves.
I was going
to
say, honey, when I was in Boy Scouts, microwaves had not been invented. Let's go. Hey, thank you so much, Marie.
Bye.
I also learned to smoke cigarettes at Boy Scout camp. Let's go to Ryan in Leawood. Ryan.
Hi. What I like to do is take some mac and cheese because, like, I'm going off to college. I'm pretty darn broke.
And you will be for some time, yeah.
I'll buy a box of, like, the mac and cheese, the cheesiest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take some, like, my mom's boyfriend goes up to Wisconsin a lot. So he'll bring back some, like, delicious, like, cheddar cheese curds, sometimes with the dill on it.
Oh,
that sounds good.
Yeah, and so I'll get the cheese grater, and then I'll grate that up over the mac and cheese, and then I'll melt that in there.
And Ryan, and when you say mac and cheese, you're talking about packaged mac and cheese, right? The stuff you
like
make from a package? Yeah.
Yeah.
The cheap stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily rich or Master Chef, but
in case we were wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan,
sounds good.
That's good advice, and I probably speak for all of us here who, I mean, I was so poor in college that I absolutely lived on macaroni and cheese and bologna bowls. So, yeah, you have to do what you have to do. Let's go to Carolyn in Kansas City.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to let the listeners know about the City Market Coffee House and their breakfast burrito.
Well, first tell us where the City Market Coffee House is, because it's not in the City Market proper, correct?
It is in the City Market
proper.
Oh, it
is? Okay.
Yes. So right there, I walk there. I live in the neighborhood and walk over straight. It's next to the Italian market there, in the City Market there.
Uh-huh.
And they grill it on a panini grill, which I think kind of steps it up a notch from some of the other breakfast burritos that you would get at fast food, and has cheese and rice and eggs, so it is vegetarian if you like that option, and a little side of salsa, and you're all set.
Hey, that's great. The City Market Coffee House.
Yep, good. Right there in the City Market. You can go pick up some flowers and fresh bread and can make a morning out of it.
Yeah. Hey, that's a wonderful advice. Hey, thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks.
And let's go to Frank. Frank in Odessa?
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great here. It's a beautiful day in sunny Odessa, Missouri.
I just drove through it. I almost stopped at the mall, but I didn't.
Oh, the mall's gone. I'm sorry to hear.
No wonder I didn't stop.
That's right.
Well, what do you have to share with us today?
Well, I just wanted to add with your show here, with the great food here in Missouri. And I just got married in June, and we went on our honeymoon to Italy.
Mm.
And in Italy, we spent a good 10 days there. And I'll tell you, we were dying for Mexican food. And when we came back from Italy, the first place we stopped was El Camino Real here in Odessa, Missouri. It's our favorite.
Can I ask you, Frank, is the Camino Real in Odessa related to the one in Kansas City, Kansas?
You know, I don't believe so.
Okay.
These are all little independent guys that moved up here, immigrated from Mexico, I believe.
Okay.
And they love making good Mexican.
Well, we have a wonderful restaurant in Kansas City, Kansas, on 7th Street called Camino Real that really does have the best tacos I've ever tasted. So I guess we'll have to try the one in Odessa as well, right?
Oh, yeah. And the number one item on that list for me, my wife, and the kids is always the Steak Jalisco. It is just the best. Top it off with a peach margarita, and it's just a great day.
Hey, thank you, Frank. That's Christine, come back. She's on her way to Odessa for a peach margarita. Aaron in Gladstone wrote in, since they're no longer in Kansas City, he goes to the freezer case at the grocery store and gets those Heat and Eat White Castles from the...
Ew.
He said they're darn good for being frozen, except, you know...
I've had those.
Are you ready? I made those this week, but you have to steam them.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, better that way, probably. Yeah. Instead of the microwave.
Oh, well, I guess...
So microwave is kind of steamy.
Yeah. I actually put them in a steamer and steamed them.
Did you? Mm-hmm. And that helped.
They tasted just like they came from that little white building.
I'm going to have to tell Bill. Uh-huh. He's going to be thrilled. Oh, God.
Maybe you can put some Velveeta on it.
They need it.
He does that.
We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. We were talking about desperation food. And Grace wrote in, talking about bread and cheese, maybe a topic for a future show, could be the best cheese boards in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
That's a really good one.
Grace's top choices include Jasper's, Piropos, and the Metropolitan.
What's the Metropolitan?
I don't know.
Well, Grace.
Grace, call back up
because
I don't know where the Metropolitan Inn is either.
Huh.
The Metropolitan.
There was a restaurant called that.
No, that was called Metropolis.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know where the Metropolitan is. It's in New York. I know the museum.
Yeah. Great cheese sandwiches.
816-235-2888. And, you know, another great show topic I think we should do, if Andrea's listening in, is... We have great museum restaurants here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we do. It'll be a short show, though.
You and I could pad it out.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about the peach margaritas and go from there.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
But I do think those places are often overlooked.
I do. Here's Angie in Gladstone. Angie, what's your desperation food?
Well, I'm going back to the being cheap, cheap, cheap. We do a couple things. One with ramen noodles. My kids learned this at their babysitters. Go ahead and make it the ramen noodles the way you do it with the soup and then drain it. And so it's just the noodles and put Velveeta on top.
There we go. I love you.
And the other things are the bologna bowl you talked about.
Uh-huh.
We've put the bologna and then leftover mashed potatoes on top and cheese on top of that and put it in the oven. Yeah.
Now, that isn't a desperation food. That's depression food. Yes, depression era food, I would say. Yeah.
And we always like to, our cheapo boxes of macaroni and cheese, we'd stir in a can of tuna. So it's tuna and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
So those are some real desperation foods.
Uh-huh. Yes. Good to
that's
know.
Putting it we, right
yeah,
on
yeah, right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we've had some terrific.
Excellent. We've had some. Now, you might want to think a minute if you want to take any of these ideas.
I've written them all down. You could subscribe to the Walt Bodine Show podcast and find archives of our past shows by visiting kcur.org and clicking on Walt Bodine Show. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Thanks to my fellow food critics, I'm Charles Ferruza, and this is the Walt Bodine Show. Enjoy your desperation food day. Bye.